what was it? Microsoft Xbox Kinect, right?
Yeah.
Israel had some camera technology that they were licensing out for that, if I'm not mistaken, and they were pushing that sort of like room tracking camera capabilities. That was something that had investment and development in Israel, and that's an old precursor technology, and they want to embed that into certain things like robots and whatnot that you see from time to time, and that's like one little hint at something that they would like to use. And the other more recent thing that you see is them really investing in this driverless cars stuff and these 5G infrastructures and small chips that can handle all of the Internet of Things. They really believe in that. So you have to ask yourself if they're really investing in that in there, and they want to own as much of that as possible, and they're developing those things in Tel Aviv and whatnot. That's kind of where they see things going, and that's what they want to dominate. And then the question is, well, what does that connect to? And we've talked about it before, but that's that fourth industrial revolution, this Internet of Things, and they're primed to own that and be on top of it. So that kind of like, if politicians in Europe want to get serious about like playing to win, they have to get a handle on these developments and see what the enemies of Europeans worldwide are trying to control and get into, and why they might want to do that. Right now it might seem a bit like, yeah, whatever, that's a silly investment in driverless cars, haha, whatever, nobody's interested, right? But that they're actually serious about getting that into as much stuff as possible, and then having back doors into that kind of stuff. So it may seem silly and trivial right now, but they have a grander vision of where those things can go, and that they think if they tie everything up in that, and then they have ownership and control over it, it becomes very difficult to do anything about. And that also ties into what you said before about like Facebook and these things. They rope everyone in, and then now that's how you're doing everything, your daily interactions, right?